It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic. When I can, I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And I'm back. Hello, everyone. This is your Truth Be Told Minuteman, Robert Hensley here, coming to you live from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America. And I apologize. Oh, my gosh. I just realized I went for an entire 20 minutes with the mic muted. Oh, my goodness. So we're going to redo this, right? And again, I apologize because I can't believe that I did that. Well, yeah, I can. Just one of those moments, right? Okay, so thank you for joining me again. Hopefully, I've got some people listening again. So today's topic, right? And again, I'm going to warn you ahead of time. This is a soapbox edition of Minuteman Report. I've got some feelings, folks. So we're calling this, when does history change, or when do we stop dumbing down history for our children? That is the title of today's show. So here's where I was going and what I was saying before, and hopefully I can condense this a little. I am worried, right? Because I come to realize more now, especially working on a show like Truth Be Told, where we're really digging into and looking into history and science, different researches, different studies, that my education, and maybe the education that the people that I care about, like my niece, are not complete, right? That we have in some way been, we've been shortchanged by the system, right? So I remember being in school and having, you would open the textbook and there would be the little card on the inside with the little lines, and it would tell you like what students had the book before you did. And I remember seeing sometimes, like, I would see my aunt's name. Now, granted, my aunt was only like 10 years older than I was, but I would see her name in some of my books. So, you know, so I know that there's, you know, a gap in what information was being presented, right? And I guess the question for me is, when does history change? When do we have enough evidence that we actually take the time to rewrite or revise a book? And when does the government decide that schools get enough funding to update those books? And if they're not updating the books, when does the government step back and allow teachers to teach the information that creates a complete education, right? And I'm talking a little bit now about this idea of, you know, I can't remember, what is it, the state of Texas deciding that they can't teach about the Holocaust unless they also teach that there wasn't the Holocaust. How can you teach that the Holocaust didn't happen? Because it did. Right. There were people who were there, who survived it, who talked about it. There were, you know, millions of people who just died. They not of their own free will. And then, you know, you've got, what was it? Is it the state of Tennessee that's decided to pass a law where they can't teach African American history to students like K through six or something? African American history, yes, is African American history. It does have that perspective. But more importantly, it's also American history. And American history isn't just American history, it's world history. So, I mean, we can't make it up. We can't pretend that it didn't happen. We can't just wipe it out. It is what happened. It's how we got to where we are. And that if we don't allow our children to learn in the first place about how their country, how their culture got to where it is, then they're doomed to make a lot of the same mistakes. Right. I mean, that's what education, so learning is, right? Making a mistake, learning from it, creating new ways of doing things that don't create a mess, and moving on. Anyway, so yeah, so that's kind of where I am today. And I got to that because I was reading some research that I found that had happened in the 1970s, right? Now, it has been updated. There have been new kind of findings to refresh that study. And so I'm going to talk about that a little bit right now. So prior to the 1970s, they had found a Norse Viking settlement in Newfoundland, right? It's called Lance O'Meadows. It's this great settlement that has these earth mound houses and really kind of gives a glimpse of Viking life in the Americas. Right. And people knew that this was something where the Vikings had come to America long before Christopher Columbus. Right. And so recently they went back and they looked at these pieces of wood that were collected in the 1970s and how they knew that this settlement was not from an indigenous people and that it was the Vikings is that the indigenous tribes of America, the indigenous peoples of America, were not using metal tools during this time period, but the Vikings were. Right. Also, the way that the houses were built, it matches Norse construction. So now these pieces of wood, they decided to cross-reference the growth rings of these pieces of wood with what they knew about solar storms that had happened in like 922 and 993 AD. These solar storms had kind of blast the earth with cosmic radiation, and it created or left these increased levels of radioactive carbon in trees. So if you were to look at their growth rings and you find where this, you know, massive deposit of solar radiation is, you can then kind of count the rings and figure out when the tree was chopped down using these metal instruments. So it turns out, I get this, right? The Vikings cut down these trees exactly 1,000 years ago in 1021 AD. Right. That's 400 years before Christopher Columbus wasn't even a thought at that point. Right. Like he was, you know, his great grandparents were maybe making spaghetti at that point. But I mean, so these people came to the Americas, to North America, right, to the far north, and they had interactions with the natives, with the indigenous peoples, because they wrote about it in the Icelandic sagas, right? They wrote about the Vikings meeting the natives in the Americas. They even talked about how the natives attacked their ships when they arrived. And so this new research, not only proves that the Vikings were here before Columbus, but it also proves that they had interactions with the native people who were living in the Americas. Now, let's remind you all that we're still teaching children in elementary school that Columbus sailed the ocean and discovered America in 1492. But the truth of the matter is, and we know this now, is that Columbus probably never set foot on the North American continent. He did 100% absolutely locate Haiti. We won't say discover because discover implies that it was lost, but there were indigenous peoples there. There were people living there, so it wasn't lost. It just came into his realm of knowing, right? So he goes to Haiti, and then proceeds to decimate an entire population. But he was not the first to sail the ocean and find a new world, right? The Vikings did it. And then even before that, before the Vikings, there is evidence, right? And I'm going to pop out this new picture here. And again, if you're listening on audio, and I'm sorry you can't see the pictures, but I'm showing a picture of Dighton Rock, which is a boulder on a beach near Berkeley, Massachusetts, that has Phoenician petroglyphs. So the Phoenicians were a kind of a seafaring people, from what I gather, from what I've read. And they kind of went all over the place. There's, you know, have been found evidence of Phoenician writing in Brazil, in Mexico. And this one boulder now that was discovered in Massachusetts. Now, they're talking about the Phoenicians being here in the first millennium BC, right? So that's far before, like, the Vikings got here. Now, some people, though, claim that the Phoenician writing, the petroglyphs, are actually not Phoenician, but they're Hebrew. There is, and I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with Mormonism or have looked at the Book of Mormon, but the Book of Mormon, actually includes stories about Israelites who came to North America and interacted with the Native Americans, with the Native peoples. So some really interesting stuff here. So the thing that, and again, how this led to my soapbox moment about education and when does history change, is that, you know, a lot of this research was done in the 1970s or before, right? The idea that we're still teaching, or that I was taught, that Columbus discovered America when obviously he didn't. He wasn't the first person here, right? Why he became the figurehead, I don't, maybe they don't want to take it out of the history books because they've already made a stamp with his face on. I don't know. I don't get it. I just don't understand. So, you know, and here's the thing is I 100% support educators. I think that teachers have a hell of a hard job to do in light of everything else. And that, you know, when your hands are tied by, you know, curriculums that were created by publishing companies and not by people, when you're dealing with books that are too old and don't have the right information, when you've got parents who don't want their children to learn certain things because they don't agree with it, that presents a lot of challenges. You know, I know that the teachers that I had growing up, most of them were amazing. Don't get me wrong, there were a couple who should not have been working with children, but most of them were really amazing educators, amazing people who wanted us to be curious and wanted to inspire us to think and learn, and that's great. The problem is that it's hard to want to be curious if you just don't know and everything outside of that sphere seems suspect, right? So, anyway, so that was my rant for the day, is just education and trying to, you know, there's one thing about rewriting or revising history in a history book and making sure that our children know what they need to know versus rewriting or revising history to limit or to take away history that, or subjects that need to be known, right? If something makes you that uncomfortable, then that means that it's an opportunity for a conversation to learn something from that moment, to take something away from it, not to shy away from it and block it out and pretend that it never happened or doesn't exist. And maybe I'm talking too logically. Anyway, thank you for bearing with me. And again, I apologize for that first take with no sound, because it's just that kind of day. Me in the bunker here. but thank you again for joining me. Again, I am the Truth Be Told Minuteman, Robert Hensley, and this has been a new weekly Truth Be Told Minuteman report. If you like this content, please be sure to like and share it. Subscribe, invite your friends to subscribe on YouTube, and listen to the audio on Apple Podcasts and all other major podcast platforms. And remember, there's new truth be told, content every week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Me on Mondays, Bonnie Burkert with Truth Be Told Transformation on Wednesdays, and of course, Tony Sweet with the original Truth Be Told on Fridays. And if you'd like to support Truth Be Told, feel free to visit our website, www.truthbetoldworldwide.com, to join our mailing list and also to buy some really cute out of this world merchandise. All right, everyone, until next time, see ya.